Five times they didn't kiss, and one time they did. By Yellow. Read by Telenovela. 1. Todo Jinpachi knows a lost cause when he sees one, and this beetle certainly qualifies, even though he did just soundly beat him on a climb. Still, Todo wins hands down in the charisma and looks department, so it's really charity when he stands there trying to get the kid to give him a genuine smile. He might be a lost cause, but Todo Jinpachi is pretty sure he can work miracles. No, no, like this, Todo says, beaming at the beetle, because his faces are just getting worse, like he's baring his teeth instead of grinning. Todo doesn't even know why he bothers. Honestly, his instruction is going to waste on such a hopeless student. Makishima's phone rings and he sighs. Todo starts clamoring for him to pay attention. Don't you know what a privilege this is, to be taught personally by Todo Jinpachi? Do you know how many girls would kill for this? He takes his phone out and answers it while Todo's still talking. Todo sputters, but he doesn't seem to notice, answering questions with stilted one-word replies and scratching his face. Finally, he hangs up and pockets his phone. He looks at Todo a minute. Well, what could be more important than my charitable instruction? The beetle snorts, and Todo thinks that's uncalled for, really. My mum's here to pick me up. Todo shakes his hair out of his headband and tries not to think about how he was going to offer to continue the lesson on the train ride home. Makishima raises a hand and starts walking away, but Todo raises a finger and shouts after him. I would tell you to keep practicing your smile, but you'll never need it again because I'll win all of our races. The beetle turns and flashes him a real smile, like he was startled into it. Sho, he says, and then he's moving again, and the moment is over. It takes Todo a second before he can manage to react, but then he's beaming, yelling after him, half angry, half ecstatic. Makishima just raises a hand, and Todo smiles. He's happy, for some reason. He lost, but there's a warm feeling of contentment curling in his gut. Probably because he's such a good teacher that even an unruly pupil like Makishima made such progress in one session. Todo wants to win, but he also wants to see the spoils of his hard work again. Well, he declares to himself, maybe I can do both. Then he laughs. Maybe? Of course I can! Todo Jinpachi can do anything, he thinks, pedaling hard to the train station. 2. Todo drifts alongside Makishima as they pant, slowly working themselves down from their fight to the finish line. He holds out a hand, and after a beat, Maki-chan slaps it. I won today, Maki-chan, Todo says, but that was a good fight. We're tied again, right? Maki smirks. Yeah, 2-2. Todo pouts. Are you sure you're taking care of yourself? I won these last two. A good rival wouldn't let me win two in a row. Rival? Maki asks, but Todo rolls his eyes. That should be obvious by now. Of course, Maki-chan! Then Todo narrows his eyes. How much water do you drink every day? Are you eating carbs? Stretching? Hey, Maki says, holding up his arms, but Todo isn't having it. Are you back to eating ice cream again? The slightly embarrassed silence is his answer, and Todo throws himself down onto his handlebars in despair. Maki-chan! What am I going to do with you? Maki sighs. Todo lifts his head in sudden realization. I know! Give me your phone! Todo grabs at Makishima's pockets and he recoils, pulling his phone out and holding it protectively. Todo sighs. Doesn't Maki know that Todo is just trying to help him? He aims his most benevolent smile at Maki until he gives up with an extremely tired sigh and hands the phone over. Todo fiddles with it, putting in his number under My Fated Rival, Heart, Heart, and sending himself a text. There! Now I can make sure you're preparing properly. What? Maki-chan says, obviously not aware of the great privilege that had just been bestowed. Todo laughs. Oh, Maki-chan, you're so cute! Better not let any girls know you have my number, or they'll be jealous, he said, winking. Maggie rubs the back of his head and actually blushes, and this is all worth it, if only for that. Overtaken with a rush of affection, Toto launches himself at Maggie. Maggie-chan! Watch it! 3. Toto sighs. Makishima dragged him here after their race, which Makishima won, so shouldn't he be letting Toto choose what they do? It's only courtesy after his crushing defeat. But he waits as Makishima digs through his sports bag, benevolently not commenting on the frankly tragic clothes Makishima seems to have stuffed into its every crevice. Toto clucks his tongue. Maybe someday he'll call Makishima up, and they'll talk about something that's not biking, and Toto will drag him to the mall. Maybe. Makishima resurfaces with a necklace. It's gold, thicker than what Toto would choose for himself, but not bad, especially given the apparent state of Maki-chan's wardrobe. Maki dangles the necklace on a finger. Toto raises an eyebrow. Well, my brother's a fashion designer, and sometimes he sends me stuff, Makishima says. And this time he sent me too. He holds the necklace out just far enough that Toto can take it, but not far enough that Toto feels Maki's really offering it. He clucks his tongue again, and Makishima turns his head, scratching at his face. That's when Toto sees it. Something glints gold on Maki's neck, and Toto realizes, that's it, it's the same one. He manages to leap forward, snatch the necklace, and hug Makishima in one fluid motion. Maki-chan! You should have just said you wanted us to match! Honestly! He releases his death grip on Maki and pulls back enough to fiddle with the clasp. Makishima mumbles something, but Toto doesn't catch it, too engrossed in putting on the necklace. How does it look? He asks, jumping back and posing. Maki sighs. No need to answer. I know it looks fantastic. Toto laughs. Maki sighs again. Toto composes himself. This is important. He points at Maki, who flinches. Maki-chan! Now everyone will know we're fated rivals. You'd better be ready to live up to that. Makishima grins, lopsided. Yeah, I guess they will. 4. The phone's ringing, and no one else calls, so Makishima isn't surprised when Toto's caller ID comes up. But it's past midnight, and one of Toto's usual rants is about getting enough sleep, Maki-chan! So Makishima's curious, maybe even a little concerned. He still flips his phone open with a sigh. Hello? Maki-chan! Toto yells from the other end of the line, but Makishima hears something off in his voice. He's trying too hard to be as obnoxious as usual. What's wrong? Toto makes a surprise noise in the back of his throat, then laughs a little. Should have known Maki-chan would see right through me. It's nothing, he says. I just wanted to talk. How was your day today? Did you take your vitamins? Makishima fingers his necklace and sighs into the phone. But he launches into a detailed account of his day anyway, even letting Toto interject with comments or even just a yelled, Maki-chan! By the time he's finishing up, he notices Toto sounds more relaxed, and he quirks the corner of his mouth up. It's not like Toto can see. So, I was just sitting here drawing, and then you called, and, That might be the most you've ever said to me, Toto says, laughing. Makishima can hear him shift positions on his bed, and swallows past a dry throat. Too much talking. Makishima glances at the clock. It's already 2 a.m, and he doesn't normally go to bed before midnight, but he does have practice tomorrow, and he knows Toto does too. He's ready to try and end the call, but he hears Toto's bed creak again. My parents, he blurts. My parents were fighting again. And Makishima's heart twists, even as he notes that Toto's using that tone again. The one he uses after races. The one that means what he's saying is true. There's heavy breathing on the other end of the line. Makishima glances at the clock. It's getting kind of late. Toto picks up on the unspoken request, and Makishima hears him nod. Yeah, gotta get my beauty sleep, he says. The laugh is forced. You don't have practice after school tomorrow? Makishima knows he doesn't, so he doesn't wait for a reply. Want to meet up somewhere? Naki-chan! Well, do you or not? Makishima grouses. Sure, Todo says, happy. Makishima smiles, despite himself. Makishima's ready to hang up when Todo asks, voice small, will you stay on the line? Makishima has no idea how he wound up this fond of Todo, but somehow he falls asleep without ending the call. And somehow, the fact that Todo's right there on the other end of the line doesn't make him feel awkward. Instead, for some reason, he's holding the phone when he falls asleep, and smiles when it's still there when he wakes up. Strange. But he could say that about almost everything he feels for Todo Jinpachi. 5. Makishima's still upset when he gets out of the recovery van, dragging his bike behind him. He waves a two-fingered goodbye to the guys in the van, and it pulls away, sputtering exhaust. It's still raining, and Makishima knows there's nothing for his bike but to get new tires, so he starts heading towards the train station. The rims of his wheels clank on the asphalt, and Makishima sighs, carefully pulling the bike forward. He's walking past the last smattering of tents when he hears someone loudly clearing their throat. He turns despite himself. Todo's leaning against a street lamp, in a position he no doubt thinks is suave, and Makishima snorts. What are you still doing here? Making sure my rival finished, of course, Todo says, leaping off the post and pointing at Makishima. Makishima just runs a hand through his hair and shakes his head. It's been, what, 30 minutes you've been posing in the rain? 29, Todo chirps, holding out his phone. Don't say I never did anything for you, Maki-chan! Makishima mumbles, I never said that, but Todo is ignoring him again. Like usual, Makishima thinks, and sighs, scratching at the mole on his face. He looks up, ready to offer to walk to the train station together, but Todo's hurtling towards him, and Makishima only has time to brace himself enough so he won't drop his bike. Todo crashes into him, and Makishima still stumbles back a step before regaining his balance. One hand's resting on his bike, and Todo pulls the other around his neck. Makishima leaves it there, fingers gripping the blue jersey. He almost asks why Todo decided to practically tackle him, but then he thinks of him standing there for 29 minutes in the rain, and shuts his mouth. Todo buries his face into Makishima's jersey, and Makishima thinks about how sweaty he is, and almost protests until Todo's hands come around his back to tangle in his hair. Makishima sighs then, and grips Todo a little tighter. Todo mumbles something into his chest. You're going to have to speak up, Jinpachi. Todo turns his head to the side. I was disappointed at first. And Makishima notices Jinpachi's calmer, more solid, his voice taking on the tone he only uses when they're alone. But then I realized, he says, pulling away just a fraction and hesitating. Makishima wonders if he's going to come back in and extend the hug, but Jinpachi pulls back. He claps Makishima's shoulders. The Interhigh is a perfect stage! It'll be the rematch of destiny! Todo laughs uproariously, and Makishima wonders how much of it is real. He sees Todo watching him out of the corner of his eye, and then he realizes. This is as much to make Todo feel better as it is to make him feel better. Makishima smiles, and Todo's face lights up. Yeah, Makishima huffs out. It's fate. Maki-chan! Yeah, yeah, Makishima says, waving a hand. Well, it's getting late, so... He scratches his face again. Are you going to the train station? At the slightest nod, Todo lunges forward and takes Makishima's hand, pulling him forward. Excellent! So am I! I'll walk you, my poor rival. It's only fair. Makishima gets home an hour later with Todo's advice. Make sure to dry your hair! Ringing in his ears. For once, he listens. Though it's not like he would have gone to sleep with wet hair, he grouses. Makishima runs his fingers through his hair, just ahead of the blow-dryer, and lets himself remember what Jinpachi's felt like, just for a minute. Plus one. Somehow, Makishima keeps cycling, and Todo is right next to him, close enough to touch for the first time in months, and that's probably the reason right there, not that Makishima would ever admit it. And then Honored is there, pulling the rest of the team, and Makishima falls into place with a content sigh, just as Jinpachi does beside him. He hears Tadakurochi congratulate him, and Naruko, and Makishima breathes. Then he pulls up next to Onoda and claps the kid on the back. He starts getting flustered, but Makishima just stares straight ahead and keeps his hand there until Onoda calms down. Thank you. Onoda is surprised for a minute, but then he smiles, his whole face erupting. Yes, the captain already told me. I'm glad I was able to help, he says. And Makishima needs to fall back, or they're all going to see him start crying, and that would just be embarrassing. He squeezes Onoda's shoulder a little, and then removes his hand, falling back and letting the others block his wind. This wasn't how things were supposed to go, but Makishima is happy. He's just happy. And right now, his muscles screaming, his brow dripping with hard-earned sweat, his team riding beside him, he just wants to savour it. It's a lot later before he's alone, still coming down from the high of Kinjo's tie, and trying to ignore the anxiety clawing at his gut over Tadakurochi, who took the IV and then went back to their tent, lying through his teeth. Makishima bites his lip, but he'd promised not to tell, and worrying doesn't cure heatstroke. He's got something else to do tonight, anyway. Makishima lingers on the edge of their plot and waits. His phone rings. He picks up for once. Maki-chan! Jinpachi. It's a short walk to where Todo's waiting, and Makishima's actually nervous, not that he can believe it. It's something about the fact that with every step he takes towards Todo, he remembers, this is the last race. This is the last time. Makishima still manages a smirk and a two-fingered wave as he nears Todo, and the climber lights up. Maki-chan! Why didn't you come up on the stage with me? You know I never would have won that if I hadn't been racing against you the last year. Makishima sighs, fond despite himself. Congrats. You finally settled the score, he says, and Todo's looking at him like he feels the weight of this final race is on his back, too. So Makishima sighs again and holds his arms out. In seconds, Jinpachi's grin crumbles, and he launches himself at Makishima. Makishima stumbles back, his exhausted legs barely holding them up, but his long fingers curl in Jinpachi's hair, shaking it out of the headband. I still think this is dumb, he says, letting the headband drop to the ground, and Jinpachi laughs, watery into his shoulder. I thought you weren't coming. I left you behind. Makishima tenses. He's still not good at comforting people, even Todo. He focuses on Todo's hands, clutching at his jersey, tangling in his hair. You had to, right? He offers. And I caught up. That's right, Todo agrees, quiet. You caught up. Then Makishima feels Todo's smile against his chest, and relaxes. You know, if I hadn't had to ride so hard to catch up, I might have beaten you, he says, and Todo springs back, though he still holds onto Makishima's shoulders. Don't be so mean, Maki-chan! I beat you fair and square! You said! Makishima grins. He also owes quite a bit to Jinpachi, not that he'd ever admit it. He stands there for a minute, watching Jinpachi rant about how this was their fated race, and Makishima isn't allowed to make it not count. Honestly, Maki-chan, you're being ridiculous! He'll blame it on the adrenaline of the race later, the thrum of last race through his bones. But Makishima holds Jinpachi still, hands on his shoulders. Jinpachi. What? He's asking, but Makishima's already leaning in to press a kiss to his cheek. It's hurried, and Makishima doesn't quite connect, only half his lips making contact, but Jinpachi's flailing comes to a complete halt, and he touches the spot on his cheek. Makishima's already regretting it. He's never seen Todo that still before. He was only trying to thank him and get this thing out of his system. It was just a friendly peck, and he knows he's babbling some of this, but he can't stop. Oh God, what if he's fucked all this up? And then Todo's hands are on his shoulders, and there's a spark in his eye. Honestly, Maki-chan, do I have to do everything in this relationship? He says, and then Jinpachi's lips are on Makishima's. Makishima sputters and almost pulls back, but Todo's hands are on the back of his head, and he realizes, Jinpachi's kissing me. His lips taste like sweat and are slick with sunscreen and lip balm, but Makishima leans in, because this is Jinpachi, and he might have wanted to kiss him since the first time he saw him, obnoxious personality and all. Something about Jinpachi draws him in, whether he likes it or not. Jinpachi's never let him hide behind stunted people skills or awkward mannerisms. At some point, Jinpachi worked Makishima's mouth open with his tongue, and it's embarrassing how hot that is. Makishima stifles a moan, but Jinpachi's already moaning into the kiss, because of course he'd be loud, and it sounds like Makishima's name. And it's too much. Makishima pulls back and puts a hand to his lips, panting. Jinpachi's beaming up at him, lips red and starting to swell. He leans in, but Makishima stops him, and for a second he sees his brow furrow, but he lets himself be pushed back. Makishima draws into himself, readies himself for disappointment, because what if... It'll hurt less if he prepares. You really like me? He asks, and his voice sounds horribly small. He cringes, but he needs to know. This isn't a joke or some kind of game. Jinpachi raises a hand, and Makishima tenses, but he only uses it to cup his face. When Jinpachi speaks, his voice is terribly soft, softer than Makishima's ever heard it other than the aftermath of a good race. I thought you were the smart one, Maki-chan. Makishima shudders and screws his eyes shut. Of course I like you, Maki-chan! And Makishima thinks about a younger Jinpachi, declaring Makishima his rival in that same flippant tone. Of course, of course! And he opens his eyes to see his Jinpachi looking at him like he's seen him look at bikes and climbs. His mouth has the soft set in it has after a race, right after the adrenaline wears off, and it's suddenly too much to keep from kissing it. Makishima makes a strangled noise in the back of his throat and leans down to kiss Jinpachi, hard, their mouths open and tongues sliding. Jinpachi's hands are curled into Makishima's hair, and when they come up for air, Jinpachi laughs. You're beautiful, Yusuke. Makishima freezes at the use of his first name, but Jinpachi kisses him, quick, and he relaxes. I always thought you'd look good with long hair. You're gorgeous. Makishima can't talk. He can't even begin to reply to that, so he just stifles the sob caught in his throat and kisses Jinpachi, and kisses him, and kisses him. Onoda's sent to find Makishima an hour later, and stumbles upon him near the edge of the tents, alone. Senpai? Makishima looks dazed, and Onoda worries. Senpai, are you all right? Are you not feeling well? Makishima grins and waves Onoda off. I'm fine. They sent you to find me. Yes, Onoda yells, and Makishima ruffles his hair. Onoda turns beet red. Come on, let's go back, before we both fall asleep standing up. Yes, he yells again, then falls into step behind Makishima. Onoda doesn't know what Makishima was doing all the way out here, or why he's in such a good mood, but he's happy Makishima's happy. Maybe it was that climb today. Makishima's phone rings, and he fumbles with it for a moment before seeing the caller ID, sighing, and then pocketing the phone. Onoda watches him, eyes wide. Shouldn't you answer that? What if it's important? Onoda asks, immediately regretting his answer as Makishima stills just ahead of him. Then Makishima turns around and grins again, and Onoda relaxes. Nah, he can wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow? Makishima just barks out a laugh and shoves his hands into his pockets. Come on, everybody's waiting. Right, Onoda says, and they're headed back to their tent. Onoda's ready to take a hot bath, debrief their first ride, and sleep. He can't wait to be there again, riding with all five of them. His friends. Makishima's not the only one looking forward to tomorrow. Koda. He's been waiting for 30 minutes, but at least he's not standing in the rain this time. He sees the clash of neon colours before he even sees Maki's hair, and he has to stifle a sob. He wants to yell to everybody standing around him, "Look, that's my rival! Look, that's the peak spider!" But he knows Makishima wouldn't want him to cause a scene, so he holds his tongue and waits. He stands there as Mackie ambles toward the crowd of people waiting. Toto's patient, he really is, but it's been so long. Once he sees Mackie's face, he breaks out into a run, slipping past people and dodging luggage. Mackie sees him just in time to brace himself, and Toto barrels into him. Toto's crying the second he hits Mackie's arms, and he reaches his hands up into Mackie's hair. Mackie chuckles and touches Toto's headband. "I leave for a year, I come back, and you're still wearing this damn headband." Toto laughs, choking a little on his tears. "It's not like you cut your hair. Mackie-chan, have you been taking care of yourself? You call almost every day. You should worry more about my phone bill than my health." "I missed you so much," Toto says into Mackie's shoulder. Makishima just tugs Toto closer. His hands touch Toto's necklace, and Toto shivers. "Yuzuke," he says, and leans up to kiss him. Makishima shudders, leaning back into the kiss. They break apart for a minute, and they're both crying. "Missed you. Missed you so much," Makishima manages, and Toto nods before they're kissing again, their lips moving in soft, long caresses. When they pull apart, Makishima's lips are red, and Toto can feel tenderness in his own. He smiles and takes Maki's hand. "Let's go home, Maki-chan." Maki squeezes his hand. Toto starts pulling him out of the airport. There's a lot he still wants to say, and Toto knows Makishima will follow. Thank you for listening.